Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Unfiltered platform. I'm your host, Dave Schmidt. We finally got a W to talk about here today, guys. Again, the SEC coming into this last game of the night, Tennessee St. Peter's 0-3. Tennessee is the 83-49 over the Peacocks. Typical Tennessee game. I feel even better about Tennessee in my Sweet 16 prediction with the city of Knoxville after this. Feel even better. I said if Tennessee doesn't make the Sweet 16 this year, I'll buy the whole city of Knoxville a drink. Feel even better with it. I know it's a 15 seed. I know it's late. It's late after day one. You may be thinking I'm delusional right now. I'm not. Feel really good about Tennessee. Again, 83-49. Tennessee shot 50% from the field, 45% from three. St. Peter's shot 29% from the field, 16% from three. Only gave up 49 points. I mean, they didn't force a lot of turnovers. Tennessee only had 6. Well, Tennessee actually had 15, but it got a little sloppy late for Tennessee. But still, 83 points. My point being, this is what a 2 seed is supposed to do to a 15 seed. It's how you take care of business. You get the guys in off the bench. You're getting J.P. Estrella big minutes at the end of the game. That's what you do. That's what you do. As much flack as Rick Barnes gets at times, he usually takes care of business against teams that he's better than. I can appreciate that. Now we're going to go dive into the basics. I mean, Duncan Day had 23 points, 8 for 15. We're not going to go dive into this. You don't want to hear about – I know it's a reaction, but I'll be honest. Maybe it's because I haven't had a chance yet because the SEC's been 0-3. But I want to talk a little – let's look ahead a little bit to Saturday's matchup. They'll announce the time – or, yeah, Saturday's matchup. They'll announce the time here a little later. But Tennessee's next game again is against the 7 seed in the Midwest, the Texas Longhorns, the future SEC team starting next year. I think it would concern me a little bit if I was Texas, and I really like this matchup for Tennessee. Hear me out here. I mean, Texas got a 56-44 win over Colorado State tonight. I thought Colorado State would win that one. Coming in off the play-in game, big win against Virginia, who conversation for another day. I thought Colorado State could maybe stand up a little bit for the Mountain West here, but they didn't. Credit to Texas. Only gave up 44 points, but Texas scored 56, only shooting 40% from the field, and they went 1-14. 1-14 for 7%. For 7% from three. I mean, maybe guys like Dylan Dessou, Max Abemis, Abemis, sorry, always mispronouncing it, Abemis, got all the bad shots out of their system tonight, and they'll shoot better. I mean, they can only shoot better against Tennessee. Let's call it what it is. Tennessee will be a better defensive team than Colorado State, but I'd say they don't shoot 7% from three. And I'm not saying Tennessee's going to go hold them under that. That's unrealistic. But I like this matchup for Tennessee. I really do. I feel really good. It looks like a real focused Tennessee team. Remember when I said this, when I was talking about ceiling floor for every SEC team?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tennessee's floor is pretty high, in my opinion. It's pretty high. And what I like about this team is, I think they're coming in a little bit with a chip on their shoulder, like I mentioned. They're coming into this NCAA tournament with a chip on their shoulder after not finishing the way they wanted to at the end of the year. Probably the best thing that happened, blessing in disguise, lost to Kentucky at the end of the year, but I really didn't think they had a lot to play for. And then lost to Mississippi State when Mississippi State played really well. Tip of the cap to Chris James and his team that night, Josh Hubbard and them. So I think Tennessee's got a little bit like, hey, you know what? We won the SEC regular season. We hadn't played well the last week and a half. I know it's only been two games, but let's go prove it, man. We could have been a one seed, and we let that kind of fall through the cracks. So let's go take advantage. I like Tennessee's mindset heading into it, just from what it looks like, pure body language. So they handled business tonight. I liked it. I think I really like the Texas matchup. I mean, you're looking at Texas' schedule here. Texas best wins at home against Baylor on January 20th. But I like to go back. How a team been playing with that within the last month? It's March 21st. Let's go back to February 19th. Best win since there's took a loss on the road to Kansas. Not a big deal. They beat a Texas Tech away. Yep, that was definitely it. That was their best road win. They played that. They can play with Tennessee. But again, I know it was a win, and it's a survive and advance mentality. But just the 56 points. It's a tenacious Tennessee defensive team that I think is going to be playing with a chip on their shoulder wild enough. Again, I don't think they're going to shoot 7%. I would be baffled. Would be baffled if Dylan Dessou or Max Abemis said shot like that again. No way. I don't get that. But I think Tennessee scores enough. Santiago Vescovi, looks a little more confident. His teammates are encouraging him to take more shots. I forget who it was. Maybe it was Jonas Adu or Josiah Jordan James. It was Josiah Jordan James I saw in their presser yesterday in their open practice. I'm like, hey, I'd rather Santi go over 20 than over 3. We want him taking shots. He's one of our better guys. Watch for him to have a big tournament. and watch for him to have a big game against Texas. I know this is a reaction again, but again, we hadn't had a chance to look ahead to the next team's matchup because the SEC's lost today. Been 0-3, Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Kentucky all took losses. So I just want to talk about that a little bit. Again, this reaction, these aren't long videos, but Tennessee getting the 83-49 win. It is a big win, so maybe people think it's not. But anytime you advance your season, the round of 32 on Saturday, big matchup against future SEC opponent in Texas. I like the matchup. I like Tennessee. Against not a real explosive Rodney Terry-led Longhorn squad. I like Tennessee to keep them in check. Again, Texas only 56 points tonight. Not good. Played good defense, 44. But again, I think Texas will play better, a little bit better offensively, but they're playing a much better defensive Tennessee team as well. So, again, heads up, Santiago Vesky on that one. But, again, I appreciate you joining us all day, especially this last one. Finally got to talk some positive news here. But appreciate you joining us on this segment of SEC Unfiltered, all things SEC sports. We're coming at you all. Again, we'll have reactions from all four games tomorrow as well. But, again, I appreciate you joining us. You have a fantastic night.